This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. This week, the McKnight Foundation's 2019 Distinguished Artist Award goes to a Native artist for the first time. And September is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. The Division of Indian Work in Minneapolis speaks to the need and availability of culturally specific programming to reduce suicide rates. Here's reporter Leah Lem with these stories.
The McKnight Foundation created the Distinguished Artist Award to honor a Minnesota artist who's made major contributions to the cultural life in the state. This year, the award goes to visual artist Jim Denemy.
My name is Jim Denemy. I am enrolled at La Couturier in northern Wisconsin, and I live in Franconia, Minnesota. And I'm a painter. Primarily, I play with printmaking and found object sculpture and photography.
I spent some time looking at Jim Denemy's paintings. His work is active with bold and vibrant colors.
I paint about intuitive things, creative portraiture, erotic spiritual landscapes, you know, whatever comes into my universe.
And sometimes his work leads into politics and history. He's received praise and criticism, including negative comments on social media, which even prompted a six-week break from Facebook. But he relates this work to journalism or investigative reporting.
And I've always said that I'm trying to be as honest and fearless as I can when I comment about history and social events. I don't try to create controversy just to create a shock value for my work and my career. I just comment on what I see, what's important to me.
Jim Denemy reports that the $50,000 Distinguished Artist Award money will go towards studio time and taking some time off from his full-time construction job and to purchase supplies. Next up, September is National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. According to the Minnesota Department of Health, the American Indian population experienced the highest suicide rate in Minnesota and had a rate nearly two times greater than the national rate when comparing suicide rates by race, and that's during the 2013 to 2017 period. Bryce Primo is a youth worker with the Division of Indian Works Youth Leadership Development Program, which, as part of its programming, makes sure to have an active role in suicide prevention with the youth it serves. Full disclosure, Bryce is my brother.
It's an after-school program for literacy improvement, homework help, cultural lessons, and also alcohol and drug prevention. A part of that program, the alcohol and drug prevention, is really talking about better coping skills, better habit forming, and then also informing them of the side effects of alcohol and drug and tobacco use, which can be depressive disorders and sometimes suicide.
And some of the culturally based healing methods that the Division of Indian Work embraces include stories and ceremony.
So we're trying to really, you know, reach through to the kid, through cultural, through their community, through their schooling, through their parents, and then to them as well.
And at the Division of Indian Work, Bryce Primo is giving a presentation called Safe Talk to help increase suicide awareness.
It's through a program called Living Works and their organization to promote suicide awareness. On September the 19th, we'll be hosting a Safe Talk training for community members. And basically that is to raise awareness for spotting suicidal ideation. It's a culturally based presentation and it has different aspects for First Nations or Indigenous culture.
For more information about the Safe Talk training on September 19th, contact Bryce Primo at bpremo@diw-mn.org. If you or someone you know needs help, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline can be reached at 1-800-273-TALK. That's 1-800-273-8255. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is a free 24/7 service that can provide suicidal persons or those around them with support and a range of information. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Leah Lem.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.